Chapter 3. Jane and I remained silent as we sauntered up the stairs and onto the landing of the second floor. The cultist glanced seductively behind herself a few times, just to make sure I was still following. As if I were going to miss out on this. I hadn't had any time to catch up with Jane in months, and now was our perfect chance. However, I paused curiously when the brunette walked straight past the door to the master bedroom. Aren't we going to need to be in there? I asked, hopefully. Jane halted her stride, turned around, and put her hands on her hips sassily.
I meant what I said,
she cooed.
You need a nice warm bath to relax. I think I need one too.
The cultist whipped around again and walked over to the far end of the hallway. She opened the bathroom door and then motioned for me to go inside. As I passed through the threshold of the room, I realized this was one of the few places in the mansion I didn't know like the back of my hand. Even though we'd lived here for a few years now, I always showered in the bathroom attached to my own bedroom, as did the succubi. This place was kind of one of those unused rooms we always just forgot about. Much like the rest of the mansion, the bathroom was about as elegant as could be. Its walls were made of a shiny ivory material with whitewashed cabinets attached to a dark gray marble countertop. In the center of the room was a large circular bathtub that appeared to have jets on the inside. A few feet behind the tub, on each side, stood a walk-in shower with a large tile seat.
Damn, this is nice.
I whistled as the brunette came in behind me.
You've never been here before?
She gasped.
This is my favorite place to be in the whole mansion.
I guess I always went for convenience, I said with a shrug. Besides, this looks like it was only made for one or two people, and there are way more than that living here.
But right now, it only needs to hold two people.
She giggled with a wink.
Here, let me go drop that bath for you.
Just for me? I shot back playfully. The brunette woman walked over to the tub, bent over so her curvy ass was on full display, and turned on the faucet. She ran her hand underneath the cascading water before she pressed down on the plug and then looked back over her shoulder.
I needed to make sure it wasn't too hot.
She purred. There's no such thing, I flirted back as I took off the breastplate of my armor.
Let me help you with that.
Jane offered. The cultist walked over behind me, and then slowly began to take off my armor, piece by piece. She was moving much slower than I probably would have, but it added an air of sensuality to the whole situation.
Sorry about that armor, I apologized.
When you're down in hell, everything wants to kill you. You gotta take the proper precautions.
That's all right.
The brunette giggled.
It just means I have to work a little harder to get the prize underneath. It's like finding buried treasure.
Jane tenderly helped me pull off my shirt, and then she ran her hand along my body as it traveled playfully down to my belt. The cultist reached down, undid the fastener on my pants, and slid the garment slowly down off my lower body. I was now standing there, completely naked, and at full mast. The cultist looked up at me from her position on her knees and bit her lip hungrily. Then she wrapped her hand around my erection and gave it a few strokes before she ran her tongue along the tip of my cock.
Hold on now, I argued through a stifled moan. Don't I get to undress you too?
Jane's face went red, but then she nodded happily. She gave my dick one last tug before she stood up to meet my eyes. Before she could say anything else, I was fumbling at the belt on her robe. I kissed her slender neck tenderly as I undid the buckle and tossed it to the side, and Jane responded with a satisfied purr. Once the belt was gone, I grabbed the opening on both sides and pulled it back to reveal the cultist's curvy body. Normally, she would have been naked underneath the navy garment, but this time, she was wearing red lingerie that just barely contained her massive breasts. "You're wearing underwear?" I asked coyly.
That's a new one.
This was the first time I'd seen you in months.
Jane shot back.
I wanted to try something a little bit different. You like?
The cultist did a little twirl as she showed off her body in all its glory. When she got to her backside, I noticed the strap of the bra looked like it was holding on for dear life, and that her panties were really a thong. Even though I was already hard as a rock, my cock somehow felt like it was growing harder. When she had turned all the way around, Jane noticed too. Her eyes lit up as she stared down at my throbbing erection, and she let out a slight gasp.
You do like it,
she cooed. I think I'd like it better if it was off, I admitted. I pulled the cultist in close, and then our tongues began to explore each other's mouths. Jane threw her right leg up around my waist as I started to undo the straps on her bra. The fasteners popped loose, the fabric fell away, and the next thing I knew, I felt her hard nipples pressed up against my bare chest. We continued to make out as I ran my hand up and down the cultist's soft back and tight ass. Every now and again, Jane would reach down and stroke me tenderly, just to make sure I was still ready to go. As if I would ever not be ready for this. Finally, Jane pulled away and strutted over to the bathtub. Her breasts jiggled with every step, and I couldn't keep my eyes off of her for even 1 second. The brunette bent over, turned off the water, and then ran her hand through the surface tenderly.
It's hot,
she purred. The water? I asked with a wink. The cultist turned around, threw her hands on her hips, and gave me a sultry pout.
Very funny,
she mused.
I guess you'll just have to find out.
Jane bent over to remove her thong, and her breasts hung down perkily. She pulled her panties off her ankles, tossed them to the side, and then beckoned for me as she turned toward the walk-in shower. I watched the cultist's ass as she walked into the tiny room. I thought we were taking a bath, I asked curiously. Jane turned around, leaned her naked body up against the door frame of the shower, and then stared me down with her bright blue eyes.
That's for afterward,
she cooed.
Relaxing, remember?
The second I was over by the shower, Jane wrapped her hands around my neck and kissed me, passionately. At the same time, I grabbed her ass, picked her up, and sat her down on the seat. Jane let out a tender moan as I slid myself inside of her slowly. Once I was all the way in, we began to move our hips together in unison. Her pussy lips were warm and tight around my cock, and the sensation made me wonder if I was going to last as long as I normally could. I pulled my head away from Jane's lips and started to kiss my way down her body as I tried to keep my rhythm going. My tongue landed on one of her perfect pink nipples, and the cultist let out a groan of satisfaction. I increased my speed as I sucked on her breast tenderly.
Holy fuck,
she gasped.
Wait, I want to switch.
All you had to do was ask, I moaned. I slid out of the cultist, and then she weakly stood up. The second she was off the seat, I took her place.
My knees are kind of weak,
she cooed with a wink.
I think I need to sit down.
The cultist went down onto her knees, grabbed my cock with her right hand, and then slid it into her mouth. I let out a deep, guttural groan as she moved her red lips up and down on my erection. She was only going about halfway down, but she was using her free hands to pleasure the area she wasn't hitting with her mouth. This was definitely something new, but I fucking loved it. She continued to pleasure my dick like that for a while, and I teetered on the edge the entire time. Her light blue eyes alternated between staring into my own and staring in awe at my erection, almost like she couldn't decide what she liked more. Finally, the brunette let my dick slip from her mouth, and she stood back up onto her feet. Jane spread her legs and straddled me, and then she gracefully slid her pussy down onto my waiting cock. We both moaned as I entered her, but then she bit her lip and started to grind her hips against mine. The way we were sitting put Jane's breasts right in my face, and I lovingly caressed each one as they bounced up and down with each thrust. Her moans grew louder and louder as she pleasured me, and her warmth grew tighter around my dick. Jane whipped back her head and increased her pace as she rode me.
"Oh, I think I'm about to,"
she gasped.
"Ah!"
The sound of Jane's climax sent me over the edge, and I felt my muscles spasm as I pulled her down onto my full erection and unleashed my own orgasm into her. She grinded a few more times, and then she came to a halt. The cultist pressed her lips against mine once more, and we kissed for a minute or two before she pulled herself off me.
Now that we're all hot and sweaty,
she panted.
A bath sounds great.
All part of your plan? I asked with a raised eyebrow.
Worked like a fucking charm,
Jane mused as she helped me back to my feet. Jane was always beautiful, but she was currently bathed in an afterglow that made her look 10 times more sexy. Her eyes were almost shimmering under the light, and her skin felt as soft as velvet. She took me by the hand, and the two of us made our way over to the bathtub. I got in first, and I nearly passed out as the water surrounded me. Its warmth covered me like a blanket, and my muscles relaxed as I sank down to the bottom like a stone. My neck was just above the water, so I leaned back and rested my head against the lip of the tub. Jane slid in next. Her sexy body disappeared beneath the surface of the water, but then returned when it pressed up against me tenderly. The cultist snuggled up against my chest and laid her head back next to mine on the side of the tub.
"All we're missing is the spa pillows,"
she sighed. "Oh, you did a fine job, Jane," I reassured the brunette. "Trust me, this is everything a guy could ask for."
"I'm glad you like it,"
she chuckled, but then she let out a troubled sigh.
"I really thought I was never going to see you again, you know, when I heard your voice on the other side of that phone. It was the happiest moment of my life."
"Wow," I joked. "Happier than when you first converted over to my side?"
"I'm serious, Jacob,"
Jane shot back.
"If anything ever happened to you, I don't know what I'd do. I thought I was happy when I was serving Azazel and his cult, but now I realize it wasn't true happiness. It was all a facade. He didn't love us like you do."
"The only one I love is you," I promised as I kissed the top of her head. "Well, and the succubi. And I think I'm coming around to Elagor, too."
"Those are all fine choices, my love,"
Jane giggled.
"I'm interested in that fiery blonde you brought back as well. Maybe next time we take a bath, she can join us?"
"I don't know if she's ready for that," I said with a chuckle. "If you haven't noticed, Elagor is a bit of a loner."
"I can be persuasive,"
Jane giggled and ran her finger against my chest.
"So, what's it like down there in hell? Can't be as bad as it sounds if you want to go back so bad."
"Trust me, it was bad," I explained. "Like some of the most horrific shit I've ever seen was down there. But that was why I decided to take over as King of the Fourth Circle, so we could change things. Now, the Fourth Circle of Hell is hardly any different than modern-day Earth. It just has more Vargrats and a hell of a lot more fines."
"Fines and Vargrats, huh?"
Jane joked.
"That doesn't sound very pleasant."
"Gula makes a mean Vargrat curry," I continued. "It honestly tastes better than a lot of the stuff here on Earth."
"I guess I'll have to try it when we get down there,"
the cultist conceded. "So that's a yes?" I gasped. "You're gonna follow me back down into hell? I have to warn you, doing that is a mortal sin." Jane's bright blue eyes locked with mine.
"Jacob,"
she explained,
"I was a cult member for one of the most ruthless demon kings in the universe. I think I passed the threshold for mortal sins a long time ago. Anyway, I will follow you wherever you go, Jacob."
"I like the sound of that," I admitted. There's plenty of room in the castle for you and Oliver, and as many of the cultists who want to follow.
Castle?
Jane said with a fake gasp.
My King Ralston, how official of you.
Ha ha, I shot back. It's more of a shell of a castle anyway. Once Asmodeus gives us access to his electricity supply, it'll be just like our mansion up here, only 10 times better.
I'm looking forward to it, my king.
Jane mocked coyly. I splashed the cultist playfully and then pulled her in as close to my body as I could. We laid there in the bathtub for at least another hour, enjoying the warmth of the water and the company of each other's bodies. Right as I was about to fall asleep, I heard a loud vibration against the tile of the bathroom floor.
What was that?
Jane asked groggily. It's just my phone, I explained. My last one got lost in hell, so I had to get a cheap one from the gas station in Colorado. It vibrates louder than a fucking freight train. The phone went off again, but I tried to ignore it.
It sounds like it's important,
Jane admitted.
Are you sure you don't want to check it out?
It's probably Todd fucking around, I explained. I bet he's freaking out about everything at his dispensary being dead. The vibration went off 3 more times, each one seemingly louder than the last. It went silent, and I leaned back and shut my eyes. Unfortunately, my slumber wasn't long, since it vibrated with the force of a blender again. Fine, I sighed. I'll go check it out. Excuse me. Jane slid to the side, and I slowly stood up out of the tub. She gave my ass a playful smack as I exited, and the force made me stumble forward a bit. I glared back at the brunette, but she just giggled coyly. I grabbed the nearest towel, wrapped it around my waist, and then headed over toward my heap of clothing. I rummaged through the stack of fabric until I found my pants, and I fumbled through the pockets until I found the small flip phone inside. I popped it open and looked at the screen, ready to see all the messages that Todd had sent me. Instead, my mouth fell agape. 5 new messages from Raphael.